Welcome to the Soul Tribe Podcast. The Soul Tribe Podcast was created to help you navigate through the world of spirituality, wellness, and self-development in an easy, grounded, and relatable way. We break down everything from the Akashic Records, manifesting, spirituality, and so much more. We want to help expand your boundaries and bring the spiritual world to you in a fun and easy way. Get ready to be inspired with tips, tools, and easy-to-digest information. Let's do this. Welcome back to the Soul Tribe Podcast, everyone. This is a solo episode with me, Lorena. I am excited. Excuse me if you hear Sandy's little nails on the floor or if you hear her drinking water or eating. She's a little fidgety tonight, but I was really called to do the episode today, and obviously this will be posting on Monday, but we've been a bit delayed with our episodes. Just busy. Life has been busy. So Lucy and I kind of had a chat just to kind of keep you guys in the loop. We're going to record episodes as we find the time. So hopefully more often than less often, but it is what it is at this point. We want to keep the podcast up and running. It's just a bit like we're all over the place. And a lot of the episodes will be solo episodes. But this episode is with just me. Like I said, it's a solo episode. And it will be the second part, because I don't know if you guys remember, I did an episode. It was episode 209 on September. It was September 2023. That was about my family constellations, healing, and I knew it was going to be a two-part series because there were different aspects and different parts to the healing, and I wanted to have some time in between the episodes in order to kind of fill you guys in and how kind of this process looked for me and how, you know, I think it's intriguing to kind of share our healing processes and how we go through things. And this was something I never thought would come up, obviously, but it did, and it was pretty insane. Before we get started with the episode, I wanted to make sure I let you guys know. So if you don't follow me on Instagram or on Facebook or on my newsletter, you might not know that I am officially certified as a family constellation therapist. Some people, I don't know, I think everybody kind of gives themselves a different label, but it's family constellations therapist or family constellations facilitator, either or. So I am offering now family constellation sessions. I am in the process right now, as the day I'm recording this podcast, of getting my website updated with this information. But if you are interested in a session, please email me. I'll have my contact form on the show notes and you'll be able to schedule something in with me. I will also be obviously creating some extra content on YouTube and on my website, so that might explain it better. If you do have doubts on what Family Constellations is all about in the meantime, if you don't see it on my website, look back on our episodes where we interviewed Marina Toledo. She's a family constellation, also therapist. She's amazing. I highly recommend her. And her workshops, her one-on-one, she's amazing. So in the episode, she does a really good explanation. She does a really good job of explaining what family constellations are. And I will be doing my own episode at some point. I just wanted to get this out of the way because it's still somewhat fresh in my mind. And I think it's good for you guys to have the second part, the second and final part, hopefully. There might be a part three. I don't know. I don't have it planned, but I will be doing more healing around this. So maybe there will be a part three. We'll see. Anywho, so after the last episode, I did a lot of reflecting and connecting to myself. And I did think, and I do think like my mind got in the way a little bit, like trying to make sense of everything, because I was like, wow, I know this feels true to me, but I don't know, like, this can't be true. Like, it was that kind of like ego mind trick, like my mind trying to talk me out of what I was feeling. And I, not that I tend to do that, but I think a lot of us could do that, especially like something so like, I mean, it feels rare, but it really isn't, because even in my class, so many classmates had this issue come up, and it was intense. And so many has had the same experience of feeling the same way, all in different scenarios and in different dynamics, of course. But it all felt true to us, so we all had to kind of go deep and do that work. But it did feel like, I think the theme, or no, wait, the pattern that I saw with it was that it would either come up because we were working through something else, or it came up in the class, like it came up for me. For some people, it came up in a completely different scenario. Like I said, they were working on just organizing their family and understanding a pattern in their life or an issue that they're having, and this came up. And for others, I think it came up in the context of just like they felt it and they like were intrigued by it and they looked into it. So a lot of us started by asking our family questions, like our mom specifically, or looking at certain patterns that there's like certain indicators a lot of times that we can look at, but more of it just came through a feeling in our body that was like, wow, like for me, like I explained in the previous episode, it just felt just a sadness. I couldn't stop crying and it all started to click. And like I said, my mind kind of got in the way, but I kind of let myself think about it in a different way, if that makes sense. Like, okay, instead of trying to talk myself at it, what are the indicators? Where is it physically showing up? Where is it showing up in different ways that it does make sense that this could be, right? This could be like real. So I guess after the first episode, what I did was a lot of processing information, getting out of my head. It was like this head heart thing, right? Like, my head's in disbelief when my heart knows that this is feels true. And I think this is something that we need. A lot of us will probably feel that way after a constellation, where something will come up, it will move you, you'll move energy around it, you're healing it, right? But your mind might try to get in the way after you do a constellation. The idea here after a family constellation is that you let go. You don't think about what you just saw. It's that you let it go. Because if you stay in the mind, your body can't integrate. Your soul can't integrate, especially your soul. And this kind of woke me up to really understanding when, like, my teacher, or when I look back at constellations that I did, of like what integration really meant. And I think you start understanding the process of family constellations once you do several ones. And the constellators always said to me, like, don't talk about this with anybody. Leave it alone for a month. Forget about it. Let it go. Several times they would say that. So I'd go home, like I was living with my parents. This was years, years, years ago. And I was like, how'd it go? And I'm like, it's good. And they knew not to ask me. Like, I wasn't going to talk details or anything. They're like, are you feeling good? Okay, cool. Sometimes there'd be physical symptoms. Like, I remember TMI, but I remember getting like diarrhea once. I was like, oh my God. And I talked to the constellator. Like, she's like, yeah, sometimes you can get physical like purging. Like, my stomach started hurting. I'm like, oh my God. And it was fine. After that, I was like, okay, cool. I let something go. And that was the constellation that I did for my hip that I remember telling you guys tons of times on the podcast when I talk about healing through family constellations. That was the quickest a constellation ever hit me, like that the effects of it hit me. And I think I really took serious a sense of like not talking to anybody about it. Like 3 days later, the hip pain was gone. It was insane. But I always tend to have a really big release during the hour and a half I'm with the person, the facilitator, the therapist. I just release. I just let go. I don't think. I let myself flow with the energy and what I'm feeling. That feels easy for me in that context. Maybe outside of that, not so much. So I think it did help me realize a lot of things once I kind of, like, this concept of integrating, be it after a family constellation or an Akashic record reading, of integrating, what does that really mean? That means getting out of your head and letting go and not trying to overanalyze or think about like what happened, trying to piece things together. I think in the Akashic records, it's a little bit different, because with the Akashic records, there's this sense of you first probably listening back to the recording, but I always say to people, at least today and for some time now, definitely listen back to the recording. Do not listen 50 times or 20 times. Listen a couple times if you have to. One is sufficient. Take notes. And once you take notes, you let it go. I don't want you going back to it 100 times. Like, it's done. You have to let things shift. You have to integrate. Of course, there's information in both these kinds of healings, but, or these kinds of tools, like, but they're very different. The information comes up differently. One comes up through your body, the other one comes through words and visions and information, right? So I just wanted to say that because I think that was a huge moment of realization, and also looking back at old constellations I had done that I don't really remember. I remember what I felt afterwards, and this letting go and this releasing and this trusting. I think that's a big word here. Trust that what you needed to work on that day, what came up in that constellation, what you needed to see, what you needed to feel, is what needed to come up. No more, no less. So what happened after that part one that I recorded, a couple weeks, maybe even I think it was even a month. I'm kind of looking at the timelines. So about a month went by, and I had kind of like a support group within my class. It was four of us, including myself, four of us, three amazing girls from Colombia that we're still in a group. We still chat. We're still going to keep studying. We've already purchased another course we're going to all do together. We're exchanging thoughts. We're helping each other. We're supporting each other, and we'll probably constellate for each other for sure. We did a lot of constellating for each other. So one day we were practicing and I said, hey, I want to look at this lost twin or this invisible twin energy in that came up in class. And it felt heavy. I needed some time to like let it go before I could pick it back up and actually do a family constellation. So what happened was two of my classmates, they came together with me on Zoom, and they facilitated a family constellation session around understanding some stuff. I'm not going to kind of go into the exact reason that I did it. I just wanted to see what came up. If this was like certain, right? Just kind of organize a family. And obviously it came up and it was really, really emotional. Like I can't even explain to you how emotional this was. It was really deep. There's a lot of releasing. I cried a lot. But it confirmed it for me 100% at that point, because you won't feel something if, I mean, it felt like this energy, this soul's presence was missing in my family. Something was missing. And the problem was that I hadn't seen it up to this point in my life. So it doesn't mean that I have to keep thinking about it. It means that I have to heal it. The grief, right? So I was able to find like a sense of confirmation through the session for sure. And like I got my head out of it completely. I felt it the entire time. They both facilitated. So they kind of went back and forth, and they have their own energy, their own way of working through the constellation. And this like completely solidified any doubt that my mind could have had, but also the grief that came up in the session was immense, like so big. I can only think about grief in another context was when a very, very good friend of mine passed away quite a few years ago. And that I always remind everybody on the podcast, like that you can get physical, you can get symptoms, right, in your body. And for me, when I didn't process that grief, because of external factors that I couldn't just break down and give up. That physical symptom showed up in my body immediately, like within a day. So what the constellation showed me is that there was an invisible or a lost twin that was connected to me. And that was a masculine energy, and that was supposed to come in before me. So it was like an older brother. When we think of twins, it's one, they're not born both at the same time. Like one comes out first, then the other one comes out. So what I kept feeling was that this energy was older than me, that it would have arrived before I did, even if it could have been seconds or minutes. And oh my gosh, like I can't even explain, like seeing it there in front of me and feeling that energy in my family system started to help me, like it made me understand, because it's like, there's no way that I couldn't see it, understand certain things that I was feeling in my life. And I'll get into those in a little bit. I know this isn't going to be like a one-off session I do, and I'm going to do some deeper work on this, but this is what I've come to realize at this point, right? And I think we always have to think about healing as like, just talking about healing for a second. We can't put a timeline to things. And I think sometimes when people come to a reading or a session with me of any kind, and they're all like, I need to deal with this. This needs to be, I need to get rid. Like when you're coming with that energy, that's a tricky energy to come in with, because that's not how the soul works. The soul works slow. Things work at a very slow pace. You integrate at a slow pace. So check yourself if that's how you're going into any kind of session or tool. This is something that I think I'm really honoring that in this sense with the specific thing that's come up, and I know it's probably holding me back from a lot of things, but it is what it is. I can't do all of the healing all at once. Like, it just doesn't work that way. We can't rush our own healing and our own integration. We can't bring our ego into it. It just won't allow it to flow, and you won't connect. And the reality is things take their natural course. Like, that's just the reality. That's how the soul works. So going back to seeing this, like, lost, I would say brother, right? Like older brother, older twin brother. I realized there was a lot of unprocessed grief. And this is obviously a theme I see come up a lot with people. But with myself, it wasn't something I ever thought. Like when I thought of like this twin energy, I didn't think it would have been this sad. Like I even talk about it, I want to get emotional. Like the sadness that came over me was just like, I was crying, guys, like crying, like ugly crying. And it was so much unprocessed grief, because remember, we have this memory, especially when we're talking about the womb. And I mean, this is coming before I was physically in this physical realm, right? So imagine the years we can carry this without it really knowing that it's grief. It's showing up in different ways, right? So we have to also think of grief, and for me, it was coming up this way, but grief can come through losing a job, obviously losing loved ones, a move, moving countries, moving cities, moving houses. Grief can have many levels and layers, and it can come in many ways. Because remember, for example, what's coming up now is like, for me, in my story, it all makes a lot of sense now, because this is just a realization that came in right now. It's like, I always feel so much like sadness, letting, like moving, it brings up so many emotions, just even traveling. Like I'm leaving my house, I'm leaving my dog. It brings up a lot. Sometimes you have no choice. Sometimes you choose it, but it's still hard. But that makes sense that I've had such huge moves, like since I was little, just to completely different countries, leaving so many things behind. And that to me is like a mirror to the original grief, which was this losing this twin energy, losing this twin brother. It all kind of makes sense now, because remember, patterns will show up in our life that will reflect something that we need to see. That's probably something bigger or something more underlying or more of a root. I think for me personally, a lot of this unprocessed grief was showing up in many different ways. First of all, this sense of like this underlying feeling of like just feeling alone. feeling out of place a lot. Like, I just don't fit in, or people don't quite understand me, or like I'm different. And this underlying feeling of like something was missing, like this sadness that nobody could, like fix that or make it feel better. Like nobody. Not that I wasn't necessarily searching for somebody to fill that void, but unconsciously we do that in some way, right? So we could connect with partners, relationships that could reflect us to feel alone or misunderstood or alone because they keep abandoning you, for example. So that was a huge wake up. Like when I was integrating, these little realizations came without me thinking about it, without me going back to the constellation. Because I'm just thinking about the constellation now after quite a few months. I would say I probably did this two and a half months ago. Well, if I did the episode in September, October, November, maybe more. I mean, I'm so bad with timelines. But I think it started to kind of help me understand certain underlying and unconscious feelings that were showing up in my emotional body that I didn't understand. And this doesn't mean that they've gone, right? Like, I still feel these things. I know that there's more work to do, but I'm aware of it. And I think that helps me not repeat patterns, right? I still have more work to do. And this is where I tell you guys, like, sometimes you get this obsession of feeling like something's done, especially with our healing. Like, our healing will never finish. We will always have stuff to work on here. It doesn't matter how hard we've healed, how hard we've tried, how many things we've done. The reality is the timeline's a timeline. You're going to have to take your time with it. During the family constellation, though, I have to say, like, I fully surrendered. Like, I was like, show me, I'm open. I think that's a huge key when you go into a family constellation, to get out of your head. And a lot of times there's different ways we can do that as a facilitator to help the person let go. But I let all the sadness out. I said, you know, this is my opportunity to feel it all and to start making sense of some things in my life. But I definitely felt that it was a masculine energy. And I made space for that energy in my family system. So there were healing phrases that helped me connect with it. And it was very obvious that there was something missing, because also there was this energy that I think was a huge takeaway in understanding myself, was that the energy, obviously, like I said, felt masculine and older. So I was in the middle. So that meant there was somebody that was supposed to come before me. I was in the middle and my sister was the younger one. Because there was this thing that I kept feeling is like, I don't feel like I'm the older one. Remember, that's like what I said in the first episode, right? The first part, that I kept asking this question when we were out. I'm like, why am I asking this? This makes no sense. It was like all things lined up for me to find this answer. So that made more sense why I was actually in the middle. I wasn't on one extreme. And that when I felt that I was in the middle, it felt good. Like, I can't explain it. I felt like I was in my place. And that's what I'm saying. When we're in a family constellation, we feel through things. We don't try to reason it. Sometimes things don't make sense, but if we feel it, we feel it. But also that kind of reflects on me always feeling like I'm in the middle of arguments, or in the middle between different things, or is it between my mom or my father, or my sister and my mom, or my dad and like my sister? That happens a lot. So to me, this healing also helps you move out of that energy, because if you acknowledge that you're in the middle, people don't have to show you that you're in the middle. I hope that makes sense. And obviously then comes my boundaries and making sure I don't repeat that and I don't put myself in that position. But usually that's what I say, when you integrate, you start to understand things and heal them. You no longer have to fall into that pattern anymore. Things fall into more harmony, into more balance. So I think, you know, I think sometimes these specific patterns can also come, I'm speaking outside of my situation or my own healing, right? Specific patterns can come from something like unresolved grief, somebody being excluded in the family, et cetera, right? Or you not taking the position that you need to in your family. So exactly, for example, that you're acting or you're unconsciously taking the position of your mom's mom. So you're mothering your mom. Or you're your mom's partner because your father left your mom and abandoned her and you felt that you needed to take that place, for example. Whatever that is. Every family system is obviously different, and I'm speaking in generally here, right? Like, this can look so different for everybody. So that's kind of like the gist of it. And I let it go. Like, after I did that session, I let it go and I felt ready to talk about it now. So I was like, okay, I feel like enough time's passed and that I'm not analyzing it. I'm not trying to like explain it from my head, right? I don't feel like I've processed everything. I think I still need to do more work, but I do feel like I've made a huge dent. And that has helped me a lot. I still kind of feel at moments like I'm struggling with like the sense of loneliness. It like washes over me now every now and then, and which is fine. Like I observe it, I allow it in, I don't try to hide from it, but I think it really, really highlights, I think also writing down the notes for this episode, like I was like, it really highlights and helps me understand why I've attracted certain relationships in my life where I felt alone and sad. And, you know, especially we're talking about masculine figures, because in this case for me, it was like a brother. And I remember saying when I was younger, I wish I had an older brother. I said that so many times. Like now thinking about that, like, I'm like, oh my gosh. Nothing's a coincidence. And I think we unconsciously like call these things into our life, right? Where somebody needs to show us what we need to heal. And sometimes it can be so something that we can't even think of, right? Like I would have never imagined that the root of all this could have been this. There could be other things attached to it, by the way, obviously. And I know there are because I've done more work and there's a lot more to it. But I think this is a huge thing, especially when we talk about grief. So I think a good question I want to like, what did I do after the family constellation? I'm going to put like a tie a bow around that. And I'm going to do a whole episode about advice. First, I'm going to talk about the family constellation tool itself and how it works and what it helps with and what things you can constellate. But I want to talk about my integration and connection after like, after I did this session with my amazing classmates who are also family constellators. Now we all graduated on the same day, one after the other. It was amazing. I kind of just let go. That's the best way I can describe it. Like you let go of any thoughts, any judgment, trying to understand it from an ego or mind sense. Don't try to remember what happened in the constellation. Don't try to remember what you saw. That's why we also don't record these sessions. You have to let it go. I also recommend like not talking like about it. Like you finish a constellation, you keep that inward. You can journal, right? Journal your feelings, what's coming up. But don't go back to the constellation of what happened. Usually we kind of let it go, and that's the best thing that we can do. Maybe not talk about it for anywhere to 3 to 4 weeks and sit in your feelings. Like connect internally. You could journal. Get out of your head. It can be that simple. Thinking won't get you anywhere. That's the way I like to think about it, and the way it's explained to me is like thinking won't do anything. It won't help you process it. You have to flow. You have to let go. You have to set yourself free of that. It's like you've done the work that you need to do. Now release. But yes, connect to emotions, any signs. I mean, you could get signs. You can have aha moments like I have had, and they can come weeks, months, years later. You don't know, right? And you can constellate something later and that can come up in a constellation. So you do further work with it without you even intentionally putting that out there. It's just connected to it. And then you can get more healing, more integration, more realizations, right? But what I can say, so that's basically what I would suggest, right? So if anybody's doing one or has done one, I think this is this is more on the one-on-one scale. Like if you're constellating something with a constellator, like the group, you don't talk about anything that comes up in a group. That's just, that's part of the unspoken and spoken rules. You don't share other people's information, and you have to also just let go. We honor everybody's story. We honor everybody that we also represent, or represent us, or represent our family. And that's that. Otherwise, people don't open up in a session, right? We have to be able to trust and let go and be free. So that's pretty much it. And I guess my question to myself would be like, how has it helped me? It's helped me like feel closer to myself. It's helped me feel different towards my sister, I think, in a way, because I think I kind of felt out of place, right? I wasn't in my correct place, and I kind of felt like a pressure about it. So now understanding that energy is there, and I'm sure that helps everybody else in my family in some way. The funny thing is, like, I asked my mom all these questions, like, do you think, like, it was a different time, right? So she didn't have a sonogram. She didn't know. She's like, I don't think so. Nah. To her, it was like, it probably sounded a little crazy, but to me, I know it wasn't. And that's the thing. You're connected to the soul of the family when you're in a constellation. So there's the information comes up. What needs to come up will come up. We have to trust that energy field 100%. But I think it has helped me feel closer to myself. I still feel like I've only just like made a dent in it. Like I made a good dent, but it's only a dent. But you never know what that can help with, right? For me, I had a huge release. And I had moments before doing the constellation that I broke down and I was like, wow, I need to work on this. I need to look at this more. I need to feel this more. And the constellation helped me do that. I think I had some breakthroughs also in myself opening up to others in a really beautiful way that I think is just starting. I don't know if that, I have too much updates on that, but definitely feels that way. And I'm sure there's more to come. Remember, things come as they need to come and at the time that they need to come. But I hope this kind of helps you in some way understand my journey here. You know, I want to be more open and real, and family constellation is a whole other tool. So it will be a lot of what I'll focus on the podcast and on my website and on my social media this year. Hopefully I can be more intentional with that. So we'll see if there's a part three. We'll have to see. But if I do further healing, I will most definitely record it here. I want to have this to look back at, right? To listen back to. So if you are interested in family constellation session, I'm taking bookings now. So I'll leave my contact form below on the show notes. Feel free to reach out, or if you have questions about this, of like something that's come up in your life and you aren't sure if the constellations is the right tool for it, we can have a little chat on email, or just DM me on Instagram. That's even easier. It's easier for me to just like answer you there via a voice note. And yeah, I'm so excited to start helping people with this tool. It's helped me in my life so much, and it really is just amazing. Yeah. I think that's it. I'm thinking if there's anything else I kind of want to remind you all about. I miss you guys. Like, I feel like this little community on the Patreon that we have, our amazing community, is just amazing. We have a book club coming up soon, a quarterly call. We didn't realize we had to put it for Easter Sunday, so we moved it to the 14th of April. So if you haven't signed up for our community, our Patreon, I'll leave the link below. Come join, try it out, connect with some amazing people. get a lot more additional content from us, videos and audios and a community. I think you can even try it out if you want to. You can do like a trial run or something. I'm not sure how it works, but everybody, there's a few people that have come in that way. So any questions on that, feel free to reach out to me and we can connect further there if you need. Otherwise, we'll be here on the podcast. We'll be on social media. And I'm so grateful for all of you for listening to this and for being a part of this journey. And I want to send you all a big, big hug. And whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, know you're not alone. I think, you know, what this whole healing journey showed me is that this sense of loneliness or this sense of feeling different or misunderstood or that you don't fit in could be coming from somewhere you might not understand. So listen to yourself, see if you can connect and tune in. But you're not alone. We're never alone. If we have that feeling, a lot of times it's not, we don't listen to it always, right? It's, we try to understand it and not judge it. Flow, right? But you're not alone. I'm here. Let me know how I can support you. Sending you all a big, big hug. And hope you guys are taking care of yourselves. And I hope you have a good week moving forward. And take care of each other. Bye.